Something happened tonight. Something I wish I could forget. Something I don't want to either. It's been a week since the last time I saw Mr. Hyde. But I can always hear him wandering the halls at night, pacing outside of my room. And tonight, I was in the library, picking a book to read before bed, and I felt it. I felt him. A fear that ran up my spine let me know he was there, watching me. When I turned, he was standing in the doorway, so imposing he took up the whole frame. I felt fear run through me. But then he started to come closer. And something was different. His eyes were different. They no longer looked evil. They were calmer, cooler. But then, and I should have known better, but I was only wearing a robe. He looked at me, ran his eyes up and down, and that cool look changed. Lust took over. His eyes grew darker. I could see the passion. Oh, it scared me. But aroused me at the same time. I tried to leave. I swear I did. But as I walked past him, he grabbed my arm. Not hard, not enough to hurt, but enough to let me know that I wasn't going anywhere. He stepped in front of me. He ran his hands down my arms to my waist. Down my leg. the material of my robe aside, slid a hand up inside of my thigh. Oh, God help me, it felt good. Oh, and I wanted him to touch me. I wanted to feel the strong hands on me. Oh, it's like he could read my mind. He grabbed my face in his hand and he pushed my head back. His lips met mine. Oh, and I yielded to him. Oh, God, I wanted it. I wanted him to take me. To make me his. I'd never been kissed like that before, with that sort of raw emotion, that power. It became hungry. He pushed my robe off and let it fall to the floor. I stood there, naked, bare to him. I heard the growl in his throat. Oh, and it made me want him more. So much more. He reached down, running his hands down my back, down to my thighs. He grabbed me. He lifted me off the floor, like I weighed nothing to him. He pushed me back against the bookcase. All I could feel, his need, underneath the clothes buried between my legs. A hand and he slid it down the front of my chest and my stomach to between my legs, and he thrust two fingers in. Oh, it was so wet. I'm still so wet. Oh, and his fingers were so large. Oh, he filled me so completely. I moaned, arched into his hand, needing to feel more. He bent down. And took my breast in his mouth, nipple between his teeth. And he bit. Oh, just a bit. Oh, I felt his thumb run across my clit, faster and faster, his fingers pumping in and out, taking me higher and higher. I was getting so close. Oh, I needed to feel him. But he kept going, he kept pumping his fingers, he kept rubbing my clit, he kept me. Oh, he kept pulling me higher and higher and higher. Until finally I couldn't anymore. Oh, and I let go. Oh, and I crashed over the waves. Oh, it felt so good. I screamed. my hips. Oh, God. And he just kept moving and kept pushing and kept rubbing, keeping me there. Oh. And then I felt him. Oh, it's thickness. It's hardness. Just at the entrance of my dripping wet cunt. Oh, felt him there. God, he was so big. And then he slowly, oh, so slowly, eased himself inside of me. Oh, I had never been so filled, so stretched. Oh, pain and pleasure. Oh, my head was filled. Oh, the fog. I never wanted it to stop. Oh, God. He reached up with a hand wrapped it in my hair, pulled my neck back, exposing my soft flesh to his mouth and teeth. He stopped. And just as he thrust one fast motion all the way inside me, he bit down. Oh, the soft flesh at the base of my neck. Oh, and I came. Oh, God, I came again. Oh, but he was relentless. I just started pushing in and out and in and out, fucking me raw against that bookcase. Oh, pushing me higher and higher. No. Oh, God. Oh, it was too much. Oh, I couldn't. It was too much. I needed everything I needed. Oh, I needed it all. A scent filled my being. Oh, God, I needed it. I could feel him getting close. He growled in my ear. Oh, that he was gonna make me his. Make me come for him. Spill himself inside me, and I would forever be his. Oh, God help me, I wanted it. Oh, I wanted it. I begged and pleaded for him to do it. Just please make me his. I wanted to be his always. Oh. Oh, and with one final loud growl, oh, he unleashed everything along. Yes, did I? He held me there, wrapped around him. He He leaned in, whispered to me.